Well, I had to let a yawn out. My bad.
You were breathing heavy.
Nah, you was.
Nah, that was you.
That bitch.
I heard you.
He walked up six steps breathing heavy. Fat fuck. Sorry. Anyway, dang. Welcome back. Episode, I don't know anymore. We take so many weeks off.
Who fault is that? Fuck you side-eyeing me for?
My nose running.
My nose was running.
I don't want to blow my nose. I took a home
pass. At least I don't pull a D Black. That nigga been on a 6 month sabbatical.
Who?
You're fired.
Yeah.
You listening, don't. You're fired. Come get your box.
What box?
I don't know.
Nah, he bring the drinks.
Nah, fuck that. This mic ours. He only bought one. It's ours. He can't beat me up. Anyway, like, welcome to the show, Arlington. I mean, my bad. Leon. Wow.
Disrespect. Nah, it's cool. Man. Disrespect. It's cool.
Play it up. Nah. My boy Leon finally made it.
Yeah, man.
We always forget you live here, bro. Like, I don't know why. We apologize.
It's cool, man. I'm like Casper. I just be off in the corner, bro. I be chilling, though.
Okay, you freaky. That boy boy.
You.
We've been talking about it for a while. Well, he always like, yeah, Leon will be on the show. Come through, and then it just never happened.
Begin. So, yeah. We be coming up with this shit off the fly. We might record on a fucking Tuesday, like a weird night.
Right.
Yeah, MJ be like, I'm off on Wednesday, and then we got to try to record Tuesday night to facilitate. No. Look, he's sleep now. Because he got to go buff floors.
Though.
Yeah, he got to go buff floors at 4.
Hey, look.
In the morning.
Whatever.
Like, you ever seen like somebody who did a manager, and they got to do like...
They got the worst schedule.
And the worst job. Like,
how that shit work?
He a janitor.
He LeBron.
All of them.
Yeah. Talking about his hair.
LeBron
got to
do everything, too,
right.
Though.
All right. Yeah. Y'all do got the same beard, though. I'm tired of your selfies when you get a haircut, too.
I'm telling you.
Oh, I know you ain't talking, Miss. Hey, put a tie on. Here you go.
Well, half of them you.
I had on a suit the other day looking like a turkey. I said, go
speaking
ahead.
Of turkey, Julian needs to stop his shit. Get one gun and then there's a rotisserie chicken with an AK on my story.
He took an underview, like a fish eye view of himself, and I thought it was Quay Mack. Shout out Quay Mack. This is nothing against you. I'm just saying, that boy Julian beefed up, dog. Beefed up.
Same block in the plex.
Yeah. All that.
Y'all, man, appreciate y'all letting me finally come up here, though.
All right, no problem, bro. Like, what's been going on with you? Like, Teddy, folk, who you is?
Yeah, man.
Ain't you a comedian now?
Yeah, I try. You know, I try, man. I try. Crazy shit, man. Only reason why I try, because I got high as fuck one night.
Really?
Yeah, I was high as fuck one night, and I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I saw Desi Black.
Desi Banks. Yeah, same bitch.
Same shit. Yeah. Desi Banks, he had a show in Naples, and I went out to see him. This is when he first started doing it, and I was like, fuck it. I want to go see him perform. I saw the nigga perform. I'm like, nigga, that's an average nigga.
Yeah. So, a lot of them Instagram niggas is not funny.
Yeah, they're just average niggas. Yeah. And, you know, he was just talking his regular shit, so I was like, fuck it. Let me get drunk, or let me get high, and I'm going to try it out. It was for it to start off as a bucket list, and I said, fuck it, I'm going to try it.
Not like that though. You way funny. You way funny though, Arlington. Arlington gonna hate me one day.
He is, man. That's pretty awesome, man. That's pretty awesome.
But but like a lot of them Instagram niggas, like they funny on their little skits, but they not funny.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like
Desi, you not funny.
I'm funny.
Not really.
Like, you think you could do a skit?
I don't think I
could
do skits.
I think I
could. I don't think I could.
Skits is hard, man.
You gotta write it.
For me, man, I just tell shit that happened.
That really happened.
Or an
event that you maybe know could happen.
I don't know. Like, I've always said I'm situationally funny. Like,
nah, Chad, you funny as shit, though, bro.
I agree.
But I don't think I can sit down and write a joke.
I just seen this on my story, on my memories today, and it was like, rank who's funniest, and... Chad, you've got delivery and timing. Mm-hmm. Your timing is there.
That's
Justin,
what it is.
You've got the machine gun. Boom, 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 boom. Something going to hit you.
Yeah.
It ain't going to be all.
I can't sit down and write a joke. Like, nine times out of ten.
You can.
I mean, I've never tried to.
Once you say something funny, like, all right. Now, if you get back to your crib or something, you're like, what the fuck did I just say? And you try to right, boom. All right, and you just have to set it up. Right, you so just have to set
question
it up.
For you. When you was writing your jokes, did you have like shawty like listening as you write to give you a yay or a nay or
nah? So this is what I did, honestly, bro.
Got high, just grabbed the mic.
No, I didn't do that. So I when I got high, like, all right, I think I got some funny jokes or whatever, right? So what I did was I wrote the jokes out and then I said, fuck it. I performed the joke in front of my shawty. And she was like, yeah, that's funny, but you need to tweak some shit. That some of that shit didn't really flow. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That shit didn't really flow. And then
if anybody going to tell you the truth, it's going
to
be her.
Yeah, she got to.
Because
you
ain't about to embarrass her.
You got to. But what's crazy is the first time, like, a lot of people, well, nobody knows because y'all wasn't in Florida. But the first time, man, I was at my first time performing, I was at the Improv in front of like 200 people. Bombed the fuck out that shit.
Right. I believe it.
Bomb the fuck out of it, bro. It was crazy. The lights is so fucking bright, bro.
Right.
Bro, the crazy part, I tell everybody, they think I'm joking, bro. There was a white girl. She had some big ass titties.
This is funny already.
She had some big ass titties, bro. It was a joke about Throat Baby, right? It's a joke about Throat Baby, right? And this is obviously, I was going to say something about my wife being pregnant at the time. If I knew the song came out earlier, I wouldn't have a baby or whatever, right? Yeah. So boom. That was the premise of the joke. But I got stuck on the song and I couldn't make it past that part. The only thing that brought me out, I looked down, I saw them big ass titties.
Milk, yeah.
And that shit made me go to the next joke.
Yeah.
But that was some big ass titties too. That was some big ass titties. I told my wife this too. She know this.
You had a guess. What size?
Like, there was some double D's. There was some big perky white girl titties. It was like real, you know, the white girl titties kind of clear, so you can see the vein a little bit. There was some big ass titties.
He called that bitch titty clear.
Hey, that bitch transparent.
He on the couch tonight.
Man. Transparent titties. Oh,
man.
Titties, man.
Yeah, nah, that.
Man, y'all seen them big white titties like that, man?
No comment.
So, you been in Raleigh for how long now? You moved up?
About, I was 7-8 months.
Okay. Have you been to any of the improv clubs?
Yeah, man. I go to Mavericks a lot.
What is Mavericks? Where is it at?
It's close by Broad
Only
Street.
Only Mavericks, I know. They said pulled pork.
It's close. Yeah.
In Durham?
Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah. Yeah. On Tuesdays. They do open nights on Tuesdays.
Okay.
Also the Haymaker.
Sound.
Yeah, right. Haymaker. I also do theirs.
That's right across the street from.
You think you're funnier than Brian Garnett?
Yes. I don't know, Brian. He's funny, but I don't know if he's like.
There
you like
go.
Set
there,
up.
There it That's is. It, yeah. That's like, the skit man.
He can do some good ass skits because he's very creative in that way. But as far as getting up and being in front of a mic, bro, that shit really is hard, right? And so, bro, I did a lot of research doing this comedy shit, bro. I did a lot of research, bro. The thing is, you can't teach funny. You can't teach funny. So either you're funny or you're not. But what the work is when you get on that stage, you gotta get over that stage fright.
I was born for the stage. Though.
You gotta get over that, bro. You say that, but when you get over that, because crazy. But that shit crazy. That shit crazy. But
I was made for the spotlight.
But you get up there and
I see you now on a hot bar.
He got a bitch wrote this bitch.
That was a good one.
Yeah, y'all fuck.
Yeah, y'all weird. Like, he get like 2 a week, bro. Like, he did. But no,
you're right. You can't teach. Like, I feel like we could probably do comedy.
Yeah, do it, bro.
I want to take a class.
I think.
Don't do the class, bro. Don't do the class. What the class is going to do is it's going to teach you to not be you.
The facts. And I'm daddy regardless.
It's going to teach you to not be you. So when you get on that stage, you're going to start being a robot version of yourself. So the reason why people laugh at a lot of comedy jokes because they fall in love with the comedian. They fall in love with your mannerisms. Yeah. They fall in love with how you act.
Yeah, true. But like, I know one thing. Will did not fall in love with whatever Chris Rock said. Yeah. Like,
he liked it at first.
And so Jada liked it. If there's another angle, she was laughing.
After she slapped him, he said, wow.
Wow.
Yeah, she laughed.
She was laughing.
Yeah. Yeah,
you think Chris Rock
funny?
I'm so
good. No, he used to be.
Another, I didn't like his last.
He's another. He's another.
He used to be.
He's another situationally funny person.
Yeah.
Like,
he used to be funny.
I
had a state. He good. He funny.
That's what I'm saying. Like his movies are funny. Yeah. I don't think he's funny as a stand up comedian.
Yeah, that's the same way I feel about like Kevin Hart too.
I feel like he got a couple of good jokes. I feel like he's funny.
I'm gonna do a try to laugh challenge with Kevin Hart.
I put Chris Rock in the same category as DL Hughley.
Yeah, no, don't disrespect Chris Rock.
I'm just saying, like,
I think Chris Rock funnier than DL Hughley
and Steve Harvey.
You think Chris Rock funnier than Steve Harvey?
No, you done lost your fucking mind.
Just because
he
my,
no,
DL Hughley, my bro, now,
yeah.
So, barely.
But I'm just saying, bro, go back and watch old Steve Harvey.
Yeah, Steve Harvey was funny.
COVID-19
shit.
With a Q.
Steve Harvey funny. But
COVID-19 with a Q.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I just feel like comedy different now, though.
So anyway. What I'm saying is, you know, Chris had those specials back like in the 90s. They look like No Limit Soldier covers. Like bigger and blacker. Yeah. And I forgot what the other one was. Those weren't funny to me, even watching them back then.
I feel like there was a point in those shows where you laughed.
Even with Tambourine, I laughed at a few of those jokes. Yes. But the reason I watched it was because like at that time, you know, like Netflix was on a roll with like throwing stand-up specials on Netflix. So I'm like, I'm going to watch this one.
Yeah,
and then I watched the whole fucking thing and was like mad I watched.
But I think a lot of it too. Comedians now they scared to lose that bread.
Yeah, you can't. That
is true.
They scared to lose that bread because they was talking about how. All right, let's can we do the talk about Jada now?
Yeah.
All right, so
yeah, that's what we talking about. Yeah.
All right, so boom, they was saying how the Jada joke was insensitive, or whatever. But shit, I talked about my uncle ain't got no fucking legs.
Hey, put and this nigga on this new king of comedy.
I talk about my uncle with no fucking legs and him and my daddy fighting.
Wow. I can see a punk.
Because
they
really don't like each other. They don't like each other. My uncle's married to the family. Both of them used to be drinking buddies back in the day.
Yeah.
And motherfuckers just, they always blunt heads.
Your daddy is twice the man he.
Do they ever kick it?
Huh?
Do they ever kick it?
What? Do they. This man funny.
See what I'm saying?
MJ had a sleeper though.
I know, I like
him. Did you hear MJ sleeper? He said your daddy is twice the man, yo.
Not really, because my dad's short.
No, five.
The nigga 5'5".
Dang, you gonna cut my joke from the legs?
Yeah. Bro, it's a middle school fight.
You gotta do a little better.
I like it though, but it was a little better.
He gonna cut my joke, man.
But nah, I give you just, like. So, my whole life is insensitive jokes.
But that's what's funny about
the more life, bro. The more crude the joke, the funnier it is.
Yeah, bro.
Like, if you can't laugh at your situation, that's how you get through situations. Like, God, it's funny. Like, you're not the only person in the world with no legs, no money, no whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
No hair.
Fat.
Like,
hey.
Yeah.
Yeah, like,
Jada, I think I have alopecia. But I'm not about to get somebody to slap somebody to say something about it.
You asked me to slap a motherfucker for
it. Nah, y'all say it all the time.
Yeah, yeah,
you
bald head, scallywag.
The problem is you don't have alopecia. You
should
just fucked up.
I might.
You don't.
But start here.
I can admit, though, I did not know the whole hair alopecia.
I don't give a she fuck don't if she got, did or yeah. she don't.
You
I
not
asked
dying.
My girl about it. She was like, I'm not expecting you to go up. I'm like, I'm going to tell you left, right, left. Shit, I'm a joke with you. I'm a joke.
Yeah,
you I'm don't. A joke.
I thought it was a good joke.
Yeah. Like, you don't like
it.
It was a decent joke.
Yeah, I mean, like, nigga didn't even punch that hard.
That's what I'm saying. It was a good, like, Oscar joke. Like, yeah. Like, I'm presenting, let me get one off before I, like, that's what it was.
Before I say, hey, Will, here's your Oscar.
Yeah. He didn't even get it. Of course, he didn't get the Oscar. Not that Oscar.
Yeah.
I don't even think he was nominated. I don't even know what the fuck Chris
Whatever
was handing out that time.
Cause she looked like the Oscar.
Yeah. She looked like an aunt.
I don't like Jada.
We about to get
like
canceled.
In,
and I don't
she
care.
Looked like a kid in back class at Picking Nose and Eating Boogers.
Yeah.
Tables at lunchtime.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do. Hey, look, this is the last episode.
Wait, what Jada do? I hate.
You ever seen Toy Story?
I don't know, but
yeah, which
the doll where the hair got cut off and
you want to palm the back of her head though?
Yeah, I fuck. Yeah. But I'm saying, but like, I ain't also like how somebody, like, I'm just not gonna go looking for Jada. Shit. If she fall into, like,
if Jada texts me right now and say, I'm at the corner of.
But the reason why is because she had August going crazy, so you like, I wanna see what that thing smell like.
Yeah, I'm gonna do it disrespectfully though for all the niggas though.
Why? Remember that? Which one? I'm gonna do it. Smell like.
I'm gonna skid on the back, put the shit on the back, Superman.
You know what I mean? Like, that boy backed up.
Will just stressed out. He don't know what angle to take.
He had to do it.
He took the right angle.
Ah, yeah.
If you ask me. Now, I mean, not to slap onto my life. If you look at, like, he.
Like, the shortest distance between two points in a straight line. He covered the ground.
Wow! What I thought was crazy was, like, let me tell you how I found out about a Bleacher Report.
I swear to God. Hey, like, look, the boys was talking about it on First Take, Undisputed, everything. Yeah, well,
like, when it happened, like, Bleacher Report sitting there. Nah, I ain't gonna cap, like, we would have to see me on national TV.
Oscars would have been over.
Yeah. I'm beating Will ass. Like, ain't no walking back to your seat. And if you walk back to your seat, I'm walking with you.
So that leads me to my question.
I think his brother said some shit, too.
Yeah, fuck his brother. Come on, Tom was up there. Yeah. He was up there barking that big shit.
Hey, look, the boy
we
said.
We on Tupac time.
Hey, look, the boy said, hey, like, we ain't see you get beat up in Houston. I said, Lord Jesus. Now no Rock brother winning.
What I'm saying is, though, Chris Rock, was he a bitch for not reacting?
He was thinking about
his money.
He's 57 years old. I'm 33 years old. We're going to react differently.
Yeah.
Agreed.
You know what I mean?
I'm going to take my cash.
You're a man. He's a man.
It's two stages in life. And two different, you know what
I also
mean?
Think Chris Rock at 33 probably would have reacted differently, too.
Yeah.
You would react differently. You do anything to jeopardize this tour that I done paid you for.
Yeah, because he's on tour right now, right?
The little African bitch sitting behind Jay, everybody been skating out of that arena, wherever they was at. Everybody.
You clear that shit out.
Yeah.
Turn shit to track
meet. Yeah. Turn that bitch into a track meet, goddamn. Yeah, you remember you seen them people running out of Travis Scott Festival? Right?
That's insensitive.
They had a bald head that got stepped on. Fuck wrong with you. Nah, fuck that bullshit, man.
Like, you're not gonna disrespect
me. I'm too angry for that.
And then I know y'all, in the way we was all raised, don't let nobody smack you.
Yeah, you can't.
You can't do that.
Exactly. Because that's like the ultimate side of disrespect.
I'm not back, though.
Will came from down here with
Yeah.
Like, hey, but he still remember that Muhammad Ali movie. That motherfucker, that guard was still up, right?
It's because he
nigga turned around, straightened his suit, and walked off like
a
boss.
It was the face he made. Like, he smirked, yeah, did it. Oh, nah.
They're going to cry about it in the car.
Nah, they said it was an Illuminati sacrifice that he made.
Probably.
I'm so tired of these conspiracy theories.
Wake up, bro.
Derek told me.
Wake up.
Derek Burge, D-Black.
I told you what?
He was like, y'all don't think it was a sacrifice for the writer passage?
That's what you got.
So, me and Derek be talking about that.
I just feel like she's too rich to have alopecia. Like, Charlie Villanueva.
My thing is,
I feel like something she can fix.
LeBron James gets hair. Why can't she get none?
I know. LeBron.
Hey, what's my man name?
LeBron James get hair dye.
Hey, what's my man name? And this is the perfect person. Nick Wright. Nick Wright was the worst. Now he got a head full of hair. And I mean, know she got
They got Bosley or whatever.
Tory Lanez.
Deion Sanders had a whole.
Tory Lanez. So are these people y'all talking about got alopecia?
Nah, they just got hair.
I was about to say, Meg Thee Stallion let a nigga with alopecia shoot him.
That's 4'11".
Hey, look. Matter of fact, y'all think Kevin Garnett would have gotten this much trouble? You remember he like.
Told a nigga to charge him now.
Billy
Webby,
he was a cancer patient, and he had, like,
I mean, said, what I said was he was a cancer to the team.
I think they would have probably threw him out the league.
Yeah, today, right?
Man, people just fucking soft, bro.
Yeah, 10 years. It's like 10 years. Like, last 10 years, the world has changed.
Here's the thing, though. Remember, life goes like this. So it's gonna get back to a time.
That's what I don't want.
You know, it'll level back out.
In today's world, I do not wish to make it to the fame level that everybody sees me in comedy, bro.
All right.
Because I like the old school comedy.
Hate to say this, and I feel like we're gonna get some backlash for the comment, but I'm about to make.
Mm-hmm. What else is
But there? This is how I wholeheartedly feel. The sensitivity in the world today is driven by homosexuals.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
I agree with you. I agree with you.
I know the will slap ain't got nothing to do with nothing.
I agree with you.
But I'm just saying, bro, like,
I agree with you.
Them niggas are driving the sensitivity.
I agree with you.
You know what I mean?
Right now,
I'm just saying, bro.
You can't get offended by everything.
That's what started.
You're right. You're
the level of sensitivity. Because now what's happening is people feel like, damn, okay, now a vegan is saying, okay, so we can't make jokes about homosexuals, but y'all want to make a joke about me being vegan, right? And then the next nigga over here, the fat nigga, is going, oh, so I can't make a joke about vegans, but y'all can call me fat, right? And then the next nigga is like, oh, I can't make a joke about the fat nigga, but y'all can make a joke because I'm a hermaphrodite. Whatever the fuck it is. Like,
I made a couple of jokes in Durham and I already got in trouble about some shit.
You know what I mean? So it's kind of like a snowball effect.
You
like, I can't
say
nothing about this person, but you don't say nothing about me and this fucking, you know.
They pushing that shit, though. It's pushing.
Conversations are going to go to hey and bye.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I ain't going to be able to ask how you doing.
Now, first you got to ask, are you he, she, her, they?
You got an email signature at work? You got to have he, him, his.
Nope.
In the signature.
Nope.
It's optional. Yeah, so my company said we need to put it in our shit. And if you can't see that, Chad is a nigga.
So
all right.
I got a little picture.
But you are MWT.
I would beat up both of them.
MWT. They're
like, well, he got
bread.
What that little kid said, don't call me fat. Don't call me fat.
But when they fill out the applications and I'm doing the onboarding, I have to ask the question, do you identify as such and such and such and such? If it's yes or yes, I click next. If it's no, hey.
Not trying to get you in trouble.
Yeah, I'm about to say,
not trying to get you in trouble here, but would you hire a transsexual?
I've got two.
Oh, okay.
All right. I got two.
You don't give a fuck as long as they work.
Hey,
yeah. And that's them fucking groceries. Yeah.
So I've been asked that same question.
Yeah.
Right? And I want y'all to think of the industry that I'm in.
Mm-hmm. One did transfer on right? me, though.
Think of the
Rock Quarry, which is just as bad. Right.
Like, think of the industry I'm in. Think of, like,
yeah.
the who I have already. Yeah. And I was asked, would you hire a transsexual? And I tried to answer it as professionally as I could. I don't want to disrupt the work culture.
Yeah.
It's gonna disrupt the work culture.
Being the manager at Hooters, I could see why you do that.
Well, stop. I'm just saying. It would.
I feel you, though.
It would. So you hire people that are going to fit into the culture that you tried to create, right? Uh-huh. Why are you going to hire somebody that's going to completely come in and disrupt the culture? Not that you have anything against that person. It's just that I just don't think that would be a good fit for what
the culture
that I'm trying to cultivate here.
Unless right. they like
what's already in place.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Now, goddamn, if you can weld some shit in.
Hey, man.
Okay, you can put two frame rails in a goddamn truck. A Jeep.
I need you.
You know what I mean?
Speaking of
like, if you can turn some fucking time.
These rims.
You've been asking me for hubcaps for 2 years, and I keep telling you, send me your VIN number.
I done sent you the VIN twice.
Huh?
I'll get to you again in that.
Yeah, yeah. Send me your registration card.
That's a tough one, man.
I didn't know how to answer the motherfucker.
I remember when I was the ABM at Wolf Horse, we had
assistant baby mama.
What's wrong with you? Spit on yourself.
No, go ahead.
But, no, like, so but my manager, he did the interview, but he was like, I can't do it. I said, why? He's like, bro, just think about it. Like, the people we have come here, it's gonna be a shit show. Not because of the transsexual, but because of
how the people will react.
Yeah. We're in North Raleigh by Triangle. Like, it's a whole lot of niggas up
there's
there.
There's literally like, no medium because I'm in South Raleigh.
Yeah, exactly.
And you
unless
know
you're in North Fields.
Like, you know what kind of people come in there. Yeah. And they like...
And this was 2016/17. Yeah. So, like, the world was even less...
receptive.
Yeah.
So, I was listening to something the other day, right? And... It was a good conversation between like one person was more of a liberal mindset, the other person was more of a conservative mindset. And, you know, pretty much the conversation was about diversity, the mm-hmm. word diversity, right? And the guy pretty much said, the word diversity, what does that derive from? What does that come from, right? Divide, division. He said, how in any way, whichever context you want to put it, how is diversity a good thing? He said, we've been coached to think that being diverse is such a good thing. But how can something that stems from the word division, divide, divisive, be good?
That is a very
He said good it question. Makes absolutely no sense. But he said, what's He's happening
that too.
Is we're not diversifying.
We're alienating. And
what we're doing is we're forcing people.
More categories.
We're forcing people to accept things that are going to cause division.
Yeah, more categories.
It doesn't make any fucking sense. So he's pretty much calling to this band all like, you know, every company, every, you know, mm-hmm. big tech company, big Fortune 500, Fortune 100, Fortune 50 company is getting either some black woman or some transsexual or some black male to come head the board of diversity and inclusion. And he said it makes actually no sense.
It's proofing that because, I mean... Being
you don't think that sounds trash to like try to get rid of that though?
No, I don't. The reason I don't is because you're either a human or you're not.
You know why I don't think it sounds trash? Because it's the same as saying let's get rid of Black History Month, which I'm for.
I'm not against it. History is history.
Yeah.
History is history.
That sounds like the white people.
Again.
No, I'll be the white man if that's what I sound like.
My thing is, if
so what's your thought? Why don't you agree with it?
If history is history, what I feel like, right? If history
you
is history.
You gotta teach the right history, though.
Exactly. You can't.
That's the problem. We're not including that in history.
Even in Black History Month, they're not teaching the right history. Exactly. You're gonna learn about Martin Luther King,
Malcolm X, Black Panther.
And you're gonna learn about Harriet Tubman.
That's what I'm saying. That's
mayonnaise
they
sandwiches
in school, though,
and but they don't hire the people that teach the real right. history.
That's what I'm saying. That what I'm saying
some,
is the reason.
Some people might be fortunate to get good history teachers, but for the vast majority, you're gonna get the Martin Luther King, Rosa Parks, Malcolm X, Black Panther.
I can't wait until my son get to school.
Maybe a little bit
or
of
daughter.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you're gonna get Jesse.
A little bit of Jesse. Yeah.
To go back to what I was saying when the person asked me,
we skipped all over you, didn't we?
No, it's fine. But it kind of ties back into what y'all are saying. My final answer was if there's multiple applicants for whatever position it is I'm hiring for, and a transsexual is a part of the applicants that apply, my goal is to select the most qualified individual. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
My goal is to select the most qualified individual. Who's going to come in here and be an asset for me and fulfill the specific needs that I currently have? You know, as a leader, you have to find a way to realign the culture if something were like that were to happen, right?
Yeah, that's what you got hired to do,
right?
That's what it boils down to. So
they pay you the money to do that.
Not really, but
they think they do.
Some of that stuff, like they just pile on you. Like you've got to make sure everybody's on the same page. I think you need another raise on top of that because you're counseling. Like,
you know what, man? A guy told me the other day, he said, right now, your most important job responsibility is to stay out of the fucking news.
That's it.
He said, it's so easy to make the news these days.
Yeah.
Stay out of whatever it is. Whether it's from a customer service standpoint or a technical standpoint with a vehicle or, you know, just... real life fucking situation that ain't got nothing to do with nothing. Stay out of the fucking news.
It's hard. It's hard.
It's tough. Each and every day I want to tell somebody to suck my fucking dick. And I can't.
In and out of work, yeah.
For real.
Diversity is...
I can't.
The word, I don't like the word diversity, but I, the premise of it is cool. We need everybody from every walks of life. But you don't have to categorize them people at the same time.
I feel like...
None of us grew up the same. Makes us diverse. But we're all males. We all identify as whatever you identify.
So that's already diverse, right?
It's diverse enough, but so I don't need to call it diverse. What you think
they're pushing a specific narrative for what diversity is?
They're pushing the rainbow where like there's a black person, a white person, a Hispanic person, there's an Asian person.
They feel like each of those people like should be
somewhere. It got out of line with what
I'm sorry, culturally
diverse really wanted.
Culturally, there's certain so like and again, I use my industry all the time for examples. Culturally speaking, not a lot of my people or black people are in the industry that I'm a part of.
No,
so it's hard for there to be the level of diversity that someone wants. Niggas don't know how to fix cars. Niggas know how to change. Oh. You know, niggas don't know how to do body work these days.
You're going to see niggas at Take 5. You're going to see them at Jiffy.
Yes, exactly. They know how to do the simple mechanics.
I think it's your alternate.
I'm being honest, bro. So it's hard for me to force diversity when niggas don't want to do this shit.
But the thing,
niggas want to wear shirts and ties.
But the I don't want to do your like industry. So, I feel like I said earlier, I feel like the diversity kind of got out of line, right? When they was trying to, you know, put it in different categories. When you were saying how, you know, niggas don't know how to, you know, they just really know how to change tires and do the...
Under the hood.
Yeah, the general maintenance of a car, right? Mm-hmm. The general maintenance. Now, once they get in, now it's up to the company to try to mold them and promote them upward. You don't want to see nobody, like, stagnant, I feel like. So, I feel like... From that standpoint, that's where you can diverse up. Once you get them in here, now you can send them to these classes. You can send them to back to school.
Yeah.
Then you can, you know what I'm saying, do stuff like that. But as far as just, you know, hiring, we got the community that's going for this. Man, I'm going for the person that got the best qualifications.
I read an article the other day that said that black folks make their children think that college is, like, a must.
We're the only
race that like try to hardcore force our kids.
I thought that
to college.
Anybody that knows me will tell you, I believe college was a sham. Yes. I only went because my mama told me.
Same.
So me, it wasn't my family. It was more, I was at school and they said, look, if you go to college, you're gonna make this amount of money. If you don't go to college, you're gonna make this amount of money.
Again, so, we were told wrong.
I'm gonna tell you,
definitely
big time.
Me and my homeboy,
especially rural areas.
He exactly. I used to be his manager, and then I went to college. Biggest mistake of my life. It wasn't a mistake because the experience, the people I met, all that. Like I got other things from that experience, but in the career I'm in now,
rape charge.
Yeah, nice. hanging out with some purple and gold niggas. But anyway, like he progressed in my profession faster than I did. I'm in the same role, but he's so far beyond me in money because he had like a six, seven year head start on me.
Yeah, because you was working wherever you were.
I was part time.
Well, you was in college. For
I was part time. So, yeah. And he was. He got promoted. Like, mind you.
And no, he has no college degree.
Now, mind you, I was his manager. I was like, I'm about to go to college. Step down, and they promoted him. And he's been going up ever since. So, like, I feel like college is a scam.
Definitely is, man.
Because you can go to trade school and welders make more than...
Some shit I feel like you should go to school. Welders are
making $60 an hour.
Some shit I feel like you should...
Professors.
If you want to be the dentist, the engineer,
you gotta go to school. Yeah,
take your ass to college, man. I'm in Parks and Recreation, bro.
You need a degree. They tell you need a
bachelor's to be the director.
Yeah,
to be the director. You could have did that while you started working there, though.
You could have even your internship.
Yeah,
they teach you all that stuff.
Yeah,
honestly, like
you ain't gonna move up not unless you have that
degree.
You're not going to move up. Mm-hmm. You got to at least have a bachelor's. And a lot of times, you know, people, they say in the parks and recreation field, they say when you first enter the field, oh, you need a master's, right? They prefer a master's to move up, right? Mm-hmm. Man, you don't need that master's, man. You just go get a certification for about $300.
Yeah. And then you where you need to be.
Where you need to be, bro.
At, yeah, Leon Keenan, LPA, MA, MD.
Yeah, you feel me?
You feel me? Medical doctor.
You feel me? You call him a nurse practitioner? How would you call him?
I can check your heartbeat.
Hey, look. That's what it is.
Yeah, man.
You can throw a couple letters on the backside of your name. You go on somewhere.
And what's crazy is, and people don't tell you that, but you, man, they throw you an extra couple of times.
Mary and Jerome Esquire.
I'm getting an argument with my significant other about you need to go back to school. I'm like, for what? And she was like,
I actually quit grad school for that. That's the reason why I quit grad school.
Right. I was just thinking today. I dropped out of grad school twice.
I'm like, for what? Because there's people that with masters and PhDs in your field, and I tell them to line their check stubs up with mine.
What's crazy is when niggas was graduating, me and Leon was about to go to the same grad school in Florida, bro. I was gonna move to Florida. Me and Leon was gonna move to Florida. Yeah. All this shit, and then that shit just life happens. Yeah. All that shit went out the window.
But bro. I mean, school is cool. You're gonna your network, as long as you use your network and your connections right.
That's all the master program.
I honestly believe college is really to teach you a little bit more life skills that you couldn't gain while you were in grade school.
Can you get up and go to class on your own?
Yeah, I mean,
can you get a schedule?
Can you operate on your own without like direct supervision of your parents?
Agreed.
Like now we're trying to teach you to get up for an 8 a.m. class.
Yeah,
you know what
I agree.
Mean? Responsibility, shit like that. Because I don't remember a goddamn thing I learned at Liz.
I can tell you all the parties.
Yeah, I could.
Most of them.
I remember every fight.
Yeah.
Shit like that.
Yeah.
I can't tell you
every party had a fight.
When I was in statistics too, I don't remember what the fuck that Indian man was talking about.
Statistics was a waste of time.
Yeah.
That's the most waste of time class.
What's that little software we had to buy for math homework? Math Excel. He gave us all our tests on Math Excel, every answer on Google.
Yeah. So
that bit with flying colors.
How we get to school?
I don't know.
This is a great episode.
Jada.
That bald head, man.
Bald head, bitch.
And back.
Fuck it, dog head, bitch.
We do not discriminate when we're hiring. FYI. If you're qualified, you qualify. If you're not, you're not.
Fact.
That's all.
I can work for you. I'd be the best milkman you ever had. I sliced so much cheese back there.
We do in the deli.
I went in there and got a block of cheese for you rat ass niggas.
Hey, Justin could probably come to Food Line
and do what?
He changes temper with customers. He'd be alright.
Nah, because it's starting to get like that with my new
right.
Job.
And it's gonna be worse than the grocery store.
Yeah, like dude threw his ID at me.
Because it's money.
Should've broke it.
His ID?
Listen.
You should have broke it.
I walk in the bank with a certain attitude, okay? When I'm in the bank, obviously I'm in here to talk about money, and this ain't nothing to fuck around.
I ain't got enough of it to be having.
Nah, I'm just
attitude.
Saying.
I
me either,
bank,
but
I hope I got enough.
You gonna tell me about my $130 I got in my money market thing? How's my returns doing? Y'all moved on the percentage rate? Yeah, what y'all doing?
My thing is my hands out to take your ID and you.
Do not set anything on the counter if my hand is out.
Right,
that's what I'm saying. And I told him, I said, you know, you could have handed that to me, right? My hand was out. He said, I didn't mean to offend you. I said, well, it's just common courtesy.
I'm offended. I done threw so much change in a plastic bag before. It ain't even funny.
It's the stuff they change in the bag.
What? The receipt. Here you go. Well, why don't you? I see your money coming down the conveyor belt. I ain't know.
But speaking of like titles.
I won't give him a roll of quarters for $10.
Yeah, that little
I'm out of
Wade.
I'm out of 10.
Fuck him. Like, now, you was talking about, like, titles and stuff. It's weird. Like, I was sending a letter out to a dentist the other day. Do you know...
To a dentist?
Yeah. They just opened a new office. So I was trying to get the account. And, like, so I had to ask Keidra, like, what... So somebody had DMD at the end. I said, what the fuck is that? Like, I said, what's that? She said, that's a... She said, what she said was, like, doctor of... it's basically a doctor of dental medicine or whatever. Okay. Like, I was like, y'all bitches is just doing too much. Like, just say you pull teeth.
They make they make bread.
Yeah, I'm a mouth specialist. MS.
Me too.
Like, boy, this
Cheesy Chad MS. What that mean?
Mouth specialist. Mouth stuff.
I can't do that.
Yeah, I cannot do that. Right. TGs.
I'm not stuffing nothing. This is a goddamn hors d'oeuvre. You know what I mean? You ever seen the they line the scrimp around that little plate with the little red tartar sauce in the middle? Is that tartar sauce?
No, it's cocktail
sauce. Same bitch. I'm talking about.
Yeah, but not I feel. I had a shrimp tackle box from Popeyes the other day.
Justin in the box.
You don't say it, Thomas.
First of all, he said taco.
I'm country, bro. I'm tackle box.
Man, that shit was hard. You know what's crazy? That shit was hard trying to get over because I'm country. You know I get tongue-tied like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
I fucked some shit up.
Well, we was on a Zoom call last night and Leon just talking. Right?
I fucked that shit up. I fucked that shit all the way up.
I'm just chuckling. Leon going at these niggas and I'm like, yeah, Leon.
Leon. I'm already drinking now.
I could tell.
I
could tell. Nah, what's next on the list? Fuck you, with Jada.
Nah, seriously, Jada, like, and I'm tired of people talking about we need to protect black women. We do. We just don't protect terrible bitches. But anyway,
yeah.
Yeah,
man.
That wasn't protecting black women.
That was saying, like, they're just tired. Like, they're just like, oh, we want wheels that can protect black women. Or they're like, oh, people taking up for Chris don't support protecting black women.
So,
there was nothing to protect, really. Chris died of cancer.
In a legal sense, Will went and assaulted this man over words. Over words. What they say, sticks and stones break my bones.
So
Will
Smith gonna come.
Bro, all right, so here's my thing, bro. It don't matter who you are, what caliber of person you are, what your pockets look like. MJ, one of these days, you gonna end up stealing off on me or Justin.
I get you, guys.
Because some point, everybody has, like...
A limit.
This nigga just had 12 million, however many people was watching the Oscars. I won't. Whatever, but I want one of them. Yeah, but however many millions of people watching the Oscars, right? And then you got this bald-head bit sitting beside you getting embarrassed. At what point is Will able to snap?
Mm-hmm. I mean... We just seen Jada kiss on the Verses. Now she had the... Next topic.
Speaking of terrible hoes, Blac Chyna had the nerve, the audacity.
The unmitigated gall.
My dog. To get her on social media the other day. And basically, for one, in all fairness, she was trying... Well, not fairness. She was trying to stunt almost, flaunt. Like, I gave my three cars up. Because I'm a mommy and I don't get any support, so I have to do it this way. Just say your shit got repoed, bro.
Basically, I ain't got enough bread to pay for the shit.
I
thought they bought these cars in cash. What happened?
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's my thing. So, like, me.
What does she do?
I don't know. Nothing.
Exactly. She's an influencer, I think.
So, where does she come from? Like, I only know her from. Fooling with these niggas.
I know she got. I know. Then she had a little sex tape come out or some shit a while back. I don't know.
That was a while after that. That was like after the kids, I believe. Both kids. Hey, man. Kids.
Maybe that check running out. I don't know.
That's what I'm saying.
what check?
She had to get something out of it.
Because here's what's all weird about the shit she got. So this kind of gonna get off topic, but it's not. It's a lot wrong with that family.
Which family? Like,
the Kardashian family. Yeah. And the reason why I say this is because there's a lot going on in the sense where and that's why I think Kanye is going through the things he's going through. But
Kanye
so,
and crazy.
Exactly. I don't think he is.
I'm not. I don't think I ain't gonna get in that. But anyway, so Blac Chyna has a baby by Tyga, her first baby, right? Tyga also used to date Kylie. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Then Blac Chyna also has a kid with Rob, which is Kylie's brother. You know what I'm saying?
They got a lot of crazy shit.
It's a lot of shit going on in that fucking house. Mm-hmm.
Sound like they from West Virginia.
Exactly. It's weird. And it's like, oh yeah, y'all all in the same fucking house for a party. And just like, hey, come holler at me. Like,
right.
But she says, you know, this, that, and the third, she don't get no support. So then, mind you, Shade Room posts this. They're like, you know, what she was doing is she trying to get the single mothers to rally behind her, like,
I'm a single lady.
Yeah. Tyga, first comment. I pay $40,000 for my kid's school, and they're with me every day but
Monday.
Yeah. Like, and then.
I feel you. I need Mondays to myself.
And everybody was like, whoa, what's going on? And then next day, you know, Rob's like, $30,000 I pay for school, and my kid is with me every day but this day. And everybody was like, damn, so you only have your kid on Sunday, cuz? Like,
yeah, I'm broke.
And you broke. What support do you need?
She don't got no life skills.
She don't wit.
Yeah.
like Kim Kardashian said, wit. Get y'all lazy asses up and go work.
Yeah. Go make some sex tapes.
Yo, that's just what I did.
That's what she said. Yeah. You know what the recipe to success is? Get your ass up, go out there, and you go work. So
take work that job.
Yeah. Blac Chyna, listen to your sister and. In law, whatever the fuck.
In law.
However, it's watch the rules.
Times two. Go find you. I hire you, bitch. Come wash cars.
Goddamn. Blac Chyna DJ. For $12.
Hey, I give her $12.50. Fuck you in.
She can't even do paperwork. She gotta wash cars.
Yeah.
She probably can't spell. Yeah. You remember the coach I was talking about? The coach I was talking about? She fit that. She fit that.
And damn, yeah.
She can't.
Goddamn rat.
She can't spell Blac and with two C's.
China's with a Y.
She ain't doing no paperwork.
Hey, her life skills are limited.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Like, no, she don't deserve a guy. In fact, truth be told, she need to be paying these niggas child support.
Facts. She's getting off school.
Let's be real. I'm sure they're not with the kids all the time while they have them. They might have live-in nannies or, you know, whatever. So they're paying all this other shit on top of what they're paying for school. You know, kids eat.
And she out there wilding out.
And she out here on OnlyFans or what? I don't know.
I really don't know what
she does. I didn't
know
she was still alive till last week till the shit popped off. You know what I mean?
I'm about to say.
It was a time where she was in the news a lot.
Yeah, I was like, oh, this bitch still around?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, but that's how it goes.
She desperate right now, whole time.
Oh, yeah.
That's how it goes for.
She's suing for a TV show that nobody even knew she was about to have a TV show for. Did you know she was about to have a TV show?
No. That's what I'm saying, like, bro, like that, and who she's suing?
Okay, she was
the Kardashians. Yeah,
she was
the Kardashians.
She was a stripper.
Hey, man, you don't come.
She was a stripper, right? And then she
reality TV
naked dancer. What? She had a couple cameos on Keeping Up with the Kardashians. The Kardashians.
Yeah, she made about $1,000.
That's all it says.
Oh, maybe she was on Tyga. You know, Tyga had a show too.
Wow.
She made $2,000.
It was like on MTV.
Exactly.
I never watched.
I didn't get it either. He had a show. Like, yeah, it was him and Mac Miller came on back to back. Rest in peace. Tyga actually has I think Tyga got an OnlyFans now. That's how these niggas is doing bad, bro.
Yeah, you doing bad. You on OnlyFans, except if you're a regular person.
I think he started his only. I think he started his OnlyFans after his news leaked, though.
Oh, really?
So I think he garnered.
You seen him.
Oh, he took advantage of
it. Yeah, I mean,
it's you might as well. Everybody
should have done
it. Oh, speaking of which, goddammit.
I should have done
it. For the first time ever. The original.
The originals.
Oh, I forgot.
Hey, look.
Hey, man.
Hey,
what is it? The star studded.
I forgot.
The original.
Hey,
I forgot you was up.
Yeah, man. Y'all know why you forgot? Because I went MIA.
Hey, look, I doubled down and posted more.
Fuck that. I doubled down and proposed, nigga.
Y'all the first two.
Y'all leaking old news, bitch.
Y'all the first two local niggas I've known with they news leak. That's crazy.
Yeah. You know what? That was actually the perfect time to watch my to launch my comedian.
Yeah, exactly.
This nigga Leon had a GIF or a GIF. How am I saying that?
Yeah.
And MJ was writing letters in the mirror with steam.
I heart you.
Hey, somebody get B Will on the phone. That nigga B Will had his meat in the sink. Y'all crazy.
Listen, man.
Hey, we sitting at that table with some legends, man.
Legends, man.
Y'all forgot all about that.
That's cool, though.
Y'all never fail to remind me.
Oh, man.
Your elbows
I knew this topic was going to come up. Knowing Chad, I knew this was going to come.
Bro, like,
look.
Your elbows is in. Like, that's
I think you were the first person I text. Y'all two.
And you called me. You called me.
Fuck a call. I got a group chat text.
You already know we was on Leon head.
Fuck a call. I got a group call text, man.
Well, this is crazy. I'm sitting.
He said, speaking of which,
bro, take a quick drive and crawl.
I got two porn stars on the show. This is incredible.
I said, hey, man. Incredible. I already know. Like, I'm going to have to, like, quit my job or something. My little dick on.
But you know, I always tell my mom, right? If I don't make a lot of money, I'll become a porn star.
I'm gonna tell you why.
I was close.
Look, I'm gonna tell you why yours will never leave.
Why?
You're a mean person, and the women would be afraid of the retaliation. Mm-hmm.
My sister gonna beat you up,
or you might beat them up.
I ain't gonna beat no
women. Whole time I'm really mean.
I beat their boyfriend.
Then they can't have their kids, but they can't risk that. So
yeah,
they'd rather just talk.
Yeah, they just do like that because you're a nice person.
Yeah,
you know, like not trying.
Yeah, I understand. Like, I understand.
Like I don't think you deserve that.
No,
maybe Leon, but I don't know. I don't know, Leon. We hung out. We lived together. Goddamn it.
Hey man, I just drank a lot and go to sleep.
Leon was a
Me and Leon had one class together. You don't remember, do you?
No, I don't. Yeah, I was probably drunk by this time. There was a point in college where by 12 o'clock, if I didn't have a beer, I'd get headaches.
I'm going to tell you.
It was your freshman year. It was like intro to public speaking or some shit.
Oh, I remember that.
We had Renee little bow-legged ass in there. She did a speech on the chicken noodle soup. And I said, this bitch don't stop her shit. Yeah. At 2 in the afternoon.
I remember Leon because he spelled everything with C's.
Leon was a crip.
Every time
all
I see
Chaz. All my cousins was, man.
Hey, look, every time I seen Chaz, I was like, yo, Leon a crip.
Hey, shout out my cousin Tino, man. He just got out today.
My dog.
Yeah.
But go ahead. Keep going. I'm sorry. My bad.
No, that's the only way I remember you. Yeah. And then, y'all, I don't put business out there, but I know business.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whore.
Who are you talking about?
Philanthropist.
Yes.
He said fallopian.
philosophical.
Hey, yeah. Man, you know.
So I seen
I was young back in the day, man.
Seen a little Amber Rose snippet the other day. And she was doing
Got alopecia.
Whatever.
She liked to be gripped, though.
She was doing an interview with some funny ass black dude. And he was like, she asked him, she said, then. You know, what do you call a woman that, you know, that's out here just living her life and, you know, just having sex with whoever she wants to have sex with on the first date?
Call her tomorrow.
He said, I call that woman a slut. That's what he said. She was like, a slut? And she said, so what do you call a man that's out here having sex with a bunch of women? He said, a slut maker. I said, just protect this man.
I feel like
a slut maker.
He needs to be in some type of museum.
Yeah.
Nah. Public speaker.
Motivated.
I don't know, man. I got a daughter.
See now.
Hey, well, you're ruining the mood. You're a mood ruiner
here again.
Yeah, this is your last episode.
You gonna act like that? Now playing.
Edit this out.
I got a daughter.
Nah, D Black would have said the same thing. I don't know, man.
I got a daughter, bro.
You got a daughter now. Like, so you feel like you changed since you had a daughter?
Actually, yes.
In what ways?
He wears glasses now.
Now I've been wearing glasses.
He wears hats now.
No, I ain't picked my hair out.
Yeah, no, he got a Duck Dynasty hat on.
Nah, this is Mighty Ducks. I know, Mighty Ducks. Yeah.
Emilio Estevez.
But
same bitch.
You changed clothes.
No, we got you. The reason why I just changed. Actually, I'm a lot. I guess a lot understanding now.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Teach your daughter the game.
I see you still yell at niggas.
I do. Don't get. Hey man, don't try me like I'm fucking Chris. Now I'll beat your fucking ass, nigga.
Wow. It's not the Leon I know. It's not the Leon I know.
That's the Leon I always knew.
Shit out your ass, man.
Nah, that's how I am too. Like,
but man, I got a daughter now, so you got to see it from a different perspective.
I thought you were about to say you got to see it through, my boy.
No, you got to see it through a different perspective, because at the end of the day,
you respect women a lot more now?
Not even, bro. it's not even
I'll put him up for a sweet moment. Like, nope.
Nah.
Don't respect him.
I do respect women, but I'm saying is it's a lot different. The same hormones you got, women got hormones too. You know what I'm saying? So
some of them got the same ones you
got. You want to scratch your back? Shit, she want to scratch your back too. Yeah. So, I mean, at the end of the day, the same way you want to use a female to get your rocks off, shit, she might just want to use you to get her rocks off.
Yeah, please use me.
Yeah, but just know when she treats you the same way you was about to try to treat her, it's going to hurt you a lot worse than it's going to hurt her.
In the long run.
Yeah.
I'm about to say not really.
But not initially.
You won't know it right now, because you think, oh man, I just got off. But whole time, you might have got off, but whole time, you were just another nut.
When I was in college, the sneaky link broke my heart, okay? So I get it.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, it happened.
Would you say his name on air?
Marion Jerome.
Y'all freaky.
What I do?
What you doing, man? Y'all freaky. I'm just saying, it happens. The sneaky link never broke your heart.
It always happens.
Not necessarily broke your heart, but you went, damn, bitch, that's how you gonna
do
it? Yeah. Because usually when the sneaky link did this to me. Like, when the sneaky link done it to me, it was my fault. Usually. I'm like, yeah. Because you get that one bad performance, you're like, yep, this ain't gonna happen again. All right. Now, she already sneaking. The fuck my little
It's not even ass. That. It's the fact that she don't. It's the fact that she don't do the little. All right. The little. When you do sneaky links, you do the little. Flirtatious texts sometimes, right? Yeah, sometimes. Yeah. Sometimes you do that shit. Yeah, sometimes it's just like, hey, yo, meet me here. I'm about to, pound time. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But other times it's, you know what I'm saying? But
hey, what are you doing?
Yeah.
I ain't doing that.
You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it's like, bitch, I ain't about to hit. Your little shit gonna get left on red, and I'm gonna go hit up this other nigga. That's what she gonna do to you.
I remember that cat.
I thought you were saying that's what you.
No, that's what she. I was bringing it back. Yeah. I was bringing it back. That's what she.
That's
how
it's supposed to go, though.
Yeah, right.
That's what I'm saying. But that's also
sometimes. Sometimes
nigga might get stupid. That nigga said his side bitches don't like his wife, and that. he said my girlfriends don't like my wife, and that.
He said get you a woman that ain't gonna respect your wife. Yeah, I get it. Yeah, man.
I felt like we had one more topic.
I know, because remember I told you what was gonna happen.
Yeah, them two was gonna be. Was gonna be enough.
One more before we go, though, because we ain't got long.
We got a couple minutes.
I just want to bring up one thing, even though it's kind of old. William Thomas is a man who was 429th nationally in swimming in college.
And
he started taking estrogen, claimed, and became a transsexual. And became the number one women's swimmer in America.
And he said, if you don't like it, you can suck his dick.
Word the new game aside.
Nah, but that's asinine.
Yeah.
It's
I think that's rude.
Yeah.
It's very rude.
Very.
Like somebody said, that's like taking professional baseball players to go play against a fucking pee wee team. Like, It's the same concept. It's LeBron, a reason.
Take LeBron, go.
Yeah, LeBron, there's a reason they had to separate. It's a reason they had to separate sports by gender.
Yeah.
It's a reason they got to separate sports by gender. Like, anatomically speaking, men are naturally stronger and faster than women, right? Yeah. This is just take it for what it is. Then you have some, like, super athletic women that may be fat. A lot of women are faster than me, so I could go race against women.
But they can't wrestle against you.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? But this 6'12", Michael Phelps looking nigga bitch going race.
He do. He kind of look like Dolph Ziggler.
I'm sorry, man. It's upsetting.
It is.
If you want to go take estrogen or whatever the fuck it is you want to take. Go race against men still.
So there's
what's the problem?
The problem was he sucked against men.
Too bad. Go race against fucking men.
So there's two ways. How do you eliminate this?
Man, I blame what's his name?
Dr. Sebi.
Caitlyn Jenner.
Oh.
You said Dr. Sebi.
Whatever his name is.
What?
Hey, look, no, but how do you eliminate that though?
You can't because they got their own separate league. The NCAA got a board of inclusion and diversity.
No,
that allowed that.
And this is what you do: you make everything intergender. There is no more women's sports. Men's sports. Everybody tries out for the same team.
Or at this rate, you might be able to have a separate event for transgenders.
I don't even want to do that.
Whatever. I'll watch the race with three of them in it. That's I get the other five lanes are empty. This shit's gonna be a 250 by 4. They can only run 250 yards a meter. Yeah,
you get rid of them all. Yeah. And everybody tries out for the same team. Everybody else play intramurals.
I'm just saying, man.
It was just like that time Brittany Griner swore now she could beat DeMarcus Cousins in the basketball.
I feel you, little man.
Is she still in Russia?
Yeah.
We can't talk about it because they're trying to get her back. And if we talk about it, it might piss people off.
Who's? I don't know any Russians personally.
No. Well, they're saying it. And they were like, why is nobody protecting? Why is nobody trying? It's because you can't just be all like, free Brittany Griner. Like, the Russians should go.
She's not that important. We got to say she's not that important.
No, basically,
because if we really go in, they're going to cut her fucking head off.
I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but nobody was really talking about her.
They already did. She's a clone of. I ain't gonna say who yet. No.
Nah, she Reggie Miller. They look this. Nah, that's same bitch.
Nah, but like, okay, and war and all that stuff. We've got a prisoner of yours. The more important she is to the country, whatever prisoner we got from Russia,
she just plays best.
That's what I'm saying. It's the importance we cast on her. So if we make her, let's say Barack Obama. They gonna want Joseph Stalin type nigga back.
Yeah, hear me out. Okay, there's a nigga in Durham right now I can go get a $40 Pentop from right now. I can text a nigga and be like, yo, I need me one of them THC Pentops. And he'd be like, all right, pull up. Why is you trying to carry that from Russia, bitch? Why?
Bro, she was carrying that into Russia.
Well, it don't matter.
In or out?
Into
Russia. It don't fucking matter.
She could have got it from Russia.
Some of these fucking ASAP Rocky got held in jail over there for that side of the fucking world.
It's different.
They don't do this recreational drug shit.
Yeah.
Like we
They don't play that shit. Yeah.
Okay.
You know where you going.
The only place on that side of the world you can go to bitch and go smoke like it's okay is Amsterdam. Yeah. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta know where
Russia
you're
don't
going.
Even like us.
Yeah, you gotta know where you're going.
Russia don't like America, let alone black folk.
Yeah.
Them countries over there don't like black folk. They looking for any reason to put your black ass behind bars. You ever seen Locked Up Abroad? There's a little show on
TV.
Like,
they don't like
you get a life sentence over that motherfucker for
Justin, you might be straight though.
You look Filipino a little bit every now
Shay
and then.
Shay, you big.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I can go to a few countries.
You can wrap your head up in the Taliban and go Come on.
You work at 7-Eleven.
Actually, they're not. Wear this bottom. But no, but like, that's what I'm saying. She must have been high to say she could beat DeMarcus Cousins in a basketball game, though.
Yeah.
For one, he's 4 inches taller than you and got you by probably 80 pounds.
His knees be hurting, though.
No, this is the height of his powers, though.
That's how she laughed.
Even now, like, he's still playing the NBA.
I think,
yeah.
Michael Jordan would murder Brittany Griner
right now. That too.
I think I could beat Floyd Mayweather in a boxing match. You're supposed to feel like
that. You're a punching bag.
No, I think.
You ain't feeling.
I think I can.
I'm
bigger than him, though.
When you're good at something, you're supposed to feel
right.
Like. That's the Mamba mentality.
You're right.
Kobe will beat Brittany
Griner. And that the Mamba mentality y'all want LeBron to have. That same shit Brittany Griner did.
Nah, he on Mambo number 5. A little bit of Keisha in my life.
We gotta go. But
right. It's been a good
Leon.
Leon been the best guest since yesterday.
Appreciate
it. Thank you.
Leon has been one of our better guests.
Yeah, I rank him above
IKEA.
No,
that's on par.
The second IKEA episode, the first IKEA episode was really good.
IKEA.
Yeah, you're above
Rod.
Yeah, I get you above Rod.
Julian too.
Yeah, way above Julian.
I just appreciate you guys.
Have you seen Julian? Julian was the rotisserie chicken I was talking about.
I know, but I think he above Derek too.
He better than Derek.
And the segue.
Y'all crazy.
Shout out to D Black. I
appreciate you coming on the show. Yeah. Definitely let niggas know when you about to do your improv, man.
Hey, actually. April 26th, I'm in Charlotte, Comedy Zone. Hit me up.
It's too far.
What day is that? Is that a Monday?
That's a Tuesday.
It's a Tuesday.
Yeah, damn.
I'm not coming to Charlotte on Tuesday. I'm sorry.
Bro. I know.
Yeah, he's going to come.
You opening for Arlington?
No, actually, Arlington actually hit me up, so appreciate it. Shout out.
That's what's up.
Nah, so he doing that show too?
Yeah, he's going to
be
on the show.
The Lawnmower and the Jockey.
He's on the show.
He's like, yeah, I need you to come do this show with me down here. Nah, I just got engaged. I like big girls.
Hey, congratulations to Arlington. Congrats,
Arlington. No, seriously, Arlington,
congrats.
I know you're gonna be happy.
Hey, look, Arlington, don't let Justin, whatever he says, dissuade you. Yeah. Justin wishes he was you.
Yeah,
I beat you the fuck up in here.
Whatever.
I like Arlington.
Yeah,
for the most part.
As usual, man. This was Chit Chat coming against you.
He ain't said that in 6 months.
Damn, probably not a year.